This is Jordan of Roadside Assistance. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. No, I need some information, Jordan. I called this morning. I think I spoke with you. My name is Bruce Hall. Hello?
Okay. What can I do for you today?
Pardon me?
What can I do for you today?
Yes, I want to know how does this roadside service plan work exactly?
How much work?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. You want to know how how roadside process works?
Yes.
So basically you would give me all your information and I would set you up a ticket and then I would send you out a driver.
Okay. And so how am I charged?
Are you covered? Do you have roadside?
Yes. I already have roadside and I'm not going to take you around the long way. I've used it once before.
Okay.
And coming from the same area, going to the same spot when I attempted to use today, is a big price difference, a much larger price difference. And then what I would have to pay out the pocket. And the very first time I used it, I had to pay out of pocket.
Okay.
For the distance. And it was only 25 cents.
Mm.
I triple checked when the guy came, he took the car, gave me my receipt. It was only 25 cents coming from the exact same spot now to where I'm going. So today I called again for the same service, same location, everything, but it was a different price, $100. Then later they said I'd get you one for $60. And I'm still puzzled why is it such a big difference when it's the same amount of miles that the car is going to. So when I spoke to insure on the spot people, they couldn't answer exactly, but she said that the first time, you're not paying out of pocket. And I told her the first time I did pay out of pocket, even though it was 25 cents, I paid out of pocket. And she kept explaining, well, see, if it was $75 and you get $50, I said, I'm understanding that. I would pay $25. But you said, but she told me that was the one time that they would do that the first, and I already got that call. I said, but still, what you're saying is I wouldn't have to pay out of pocket, but I did, even though it was just 25 cents. But my question is, how is the distance measured for the cost of pay when the first time it was 25 cents for the miles they had to take it? And that's a big difference. So that's why I'm puzzled at. And for the first time when you use the service, is that out-of-pocket payment? Because at first she said it wasn't. But then I told her, well, I paid out of pocket the very first time I used it. This would be the second time. So the information is confusing. Could you explain it to me?
Yes, sir. I don't control the rates that the provider charges.
Okay, who's the provider? Whichever tow service?
Yes, sir. That would be the provider.
Okay, now are the providers picked at random? Y'all call when I call you, how do you pick the provider? Now, who's closest in the area or what?
Who we are in contract with.
Pardon me?
Who we are in contract with.
Well, you're in contract with more than one towing company, I would assume.
Yes.
And each towing company has their own rates of pay?
Yes, different towing companies do have different rates, sir.
So there's no basic rate of pay that a customer can say, okay, I know my car is going this many miles, and the rate of pay should be this much.
Well, usually we'll say it's a $75 hookup to the truck fee and $5 per mile.
Okay.
But that's just a base rate until we confirm with the people. That's just an example.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, right. So is there any way on record that the last service that you guys called for me? Because I went looking for the guy's receipt in my van. Unfortunately, I couldn't find it.
Okay. I see a service here at June 8th, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Looks like you got a tow on an 05 Chevy.
Yep. Yep.
Astro van. Give me one moment, sir.
You take your time. You take your time, okay?
Thanks. Yes, sir. Okay, sir, I cannot pick, like, okay, so it works, like, it gives me a list of providers. I cannot guarantee the provider. I cannot go back. I'm sorry, I can't go back to the provider that you previously had. I just have to go off what the system tells me.
So y'all don't know who to, wow. You have no record of that transaction with the tow truck company itself, which...
Continue. You want me to give you the name of the tow company?
The one that, the very first service that, yes.
Okay, one second.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
One moment, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the name is E&R Towing.
Does it say where they're located? I know they shouldn't be too many E&R towings.
Okay. I have a phone number.
Okay, thank you. What is it?
708.
Yes.
333.
Yes. 7300. 708-333-7300. E&R towing. Well, I want to thank you so much. So when I call these guys, they're not coming. I'm going to call them because you guys, when I call you, you just call anybody at random, or you don't go down a list. You just call when you make the call.
Whoever, it's not guaranteed that you would get me when you call back in either.
Mm-hmm.
And the next agent. Whatever list of towing companies that they get first, that's who they would call. Yes, sir.
Right. I think my question was, once I call you, you just go to a direct line to get to people, or you have a list of the ones you have to choose from to direct to me?
Yes, sir.
I got you. Okay, well, I thank you very much, and I will be calling you guys back.
Okay, thank you, and you have a great day.